A new art exhibit opens in Dunlap, Tennessee, and brings in painters, sculptors, and photographers from all over the region. Today, we will travel there and speak with several people involved. It's the 4th annual Art and the Library exhibition. It opened on Tuesday. It goes through Saturday, May 22nd. It takes place in the Dunlap City Hall Training Center inside a large room filled with rows of canvases on easels and sculptures on tables. During Monday night's opening reception, many of the artists were standing next to their works, discussing their inspiration. Carson Camp is a professional photographer, and his entry is a large, framed, color photograph. He says it was shot the old-fashioned way on film. It's a dramatic picture of a stormy sky.
This one has about 16 strikes of lightning hitting on Walden's Ridge. It's an unusual thunderstorm that it came out of the south, basically went north across Walden's Ridge. So it put me in a vantage point that I wasn't going to get struck by lightning and taking the picture. Normally our storms come out of the west and cross over to the east, so it makes it a little bit hard to photograph because you're in the line, you're standing, you know, on the bluff with a tripod and a camera, you're gonna be a lightning rod. So.
Camp says recently he's begun changing to digital photography, and he's working on a book about the Sequatchie Valley.
A coffee table book of photographs of the Sequatchie Valley. So I'm up to about 200,000 images right now that I've got to pick from to do a book. So I've got a lot of pictures.
The next artist I talk to is Joyce Bounds, a painter from Pikeville. She has a very unusual story. She says she's a low-vision artist.
I am legally blind, and so my work is done as lots of color on plate glass or a mirror. You turn the canvas face down onto the color. It rolls with a roller, north, south, east, and west, and these are my paintings.
I've never really seen anything like this. Your paintings have a lot of texture to the paint.
Of course, there's a lot of color there. Uh-huh. And I'm just happy to be here because I know there are a lot of people with low vision, and I'm hoping to inspire them to continue with their work.
Her paintings are extremely colorful, somewhat abstract. She had been painting in a more traditional, representational style, but then macular degeneration changed things.
Nearly everyone knows someone else that has macular degeneration, and maybe they'll tell them, hey, I was at the art show and I saw someone's work, and you can continue with your work too.
How did you first get started doing this low vision art?
Necessity. You don't want to quit. It's a passion. It's a driving force. The passion is still there, even if the paintbrush won't work for you. And this works for me very well.
Nearby, a woodworker named Mike Elder shows off pieces that he's created naturally, exposing the eye-catching, circular patterns already present in the wood.
Yeah, this is the branches in the wood. There's Norfolk Island pine, and on those little trees, the branches all come out in a circle.
Yeah.
So you get it mounted on the lathe, right, and you just uncover the branches, and that's what the orange is.
Rick Jacob is a Dunlap resident, and he's another woodworker in the exhibit. He's showing off a carousel horse, a black quarter-scale horse standing with one leg raised.
It originally started out as an armored horse, and when I realized I had a better way to go with it, I wanted it to be a happier horse.
A pink ribbon is carved around the horse. The ribbon says Megan Ashley, that's Jacob's niece, and he says Megan Ashley is who it's dedicated to. She passed away from leukemia 10 years ago.
This hopefully will be a fundraiser animal that I can donate to St. Jude's or to the Ronald McDonald House. And one of them, who she was with both of those facilities in Memphis, and hopefully they can do something with it to either raise some money or let some little kid enjoy climbing on it and hanging out on it.
Next, I find a Dunlap sculptor named Charlie Yowell. He works in metal and glass. His entry is what he calls a raptor.
Either a hawk or an eagle, condor, copper wing, copper wingtip, feathers with a stained glass and brass body. It's all made to move and fly around.
So it can move in the breeze?
Yep. It moves and blows in the wind. Yeah, that was the whole idea, because that's what birds do, you know. I've made copper horses and stuff, but this is the first time I actually made a bird, you know. So I wanted to do something really different and add the metal to it, because the hardness of the metal and the color of the glass, the two contrasts are really, really nice and really different.
Finally, I talked to Clifford Land. He's one of the most well-known artists at the Dunlap Library exhibit. He's painted building-sized outdoor murals for clients like Donna Karan in New York City. He's also known for his pop art. He paints wry, sometimes ironic portraits that juxtapose famous people, such as one titled The Two Dollies that features Salvador Dali and Dolly Parton.
I probably sold hundreds of paintings using popular images and including cartoons, and using a parody kind of idea, comparing each one's personality or character. Clint Eastwood and Superman, you know. How about Goofy and Marilyn Monroe? I don't know. It's just kind of look at our idols. It's a little look at our idols and what we that we cherish, personalities that we cherish, and also a comparison of their character.
However, the painting he is exhibiting tonight is different. It's not pop art. Instead, it's an oil painting, a floral still life.
And you see the petals laying on a table, and it's the shadow is cast, and the reflections in the glass. Just something I was really interested. I'm very proud of that one painting. In fact, I probably wouldn't want to sell it. I've sold literally thousands of paintings and done many, many projects all over the country, and but you know, every now and then I get one piece that I just like to kind of show off.
And you can see more than 30 other artists showing off their work at the Art and the Library exhibition in Dunlap, Tennessee. It continues through Saturday, May 22nd. It's made possible through a Tennessee Art Commission grant and through the City of Dunlap. Nina Hunt is the project manager for the art exhibition, and she says Dunlap is supportive of the arts.
As a matter of fact, we had a little joke today. Some of the artists came in, and I said, you know, this work is beautiful. You know, the more people see this, we'll become an artist colony like Sedona, Arizona. And they looked at me and they said, we already are.
You can find more information on our blog, and you can also see photographs of the exhibits. Just go to WUTC.org and look for the Around and About page. And for Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.